We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The 64% of people voting on our poll up on Facebook about if once you're older, do you fess up to your parents with all the crap you pulled when you were younger? That say yes because it's hilarious are playing with fire.
Come on, Corey. You have to do this. Be honest.
It's Team PXY on 98PXY. It's Corey James, Breezy. Not too long ago, we were having a conversation about how your relationship with your parents tends to evolve as you get older.
Of course it does.
And it goes from them just being, you know, your caretaker to, you know, more of a friendship.
Besties.
Once you get older, you have more things in common. You know, you can talk about more things. You can relate to more things.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, a friendship can certainly be built.
So yesterday I brought it up. We were sitting at our desk and I was like, at what age do I tell my parents, you know, all the weird things I did behind their back? And when I say weird, I mean like really shouldn't have been doing it all.
Yeah.
Sneaking out of the house.
Yeah, not good.
You know, doing things in high school that you shouldn't be doing. And you said never.
No, for me, no. First off, I didn't really do a lot of bad stuff.
Oh,
and for
of
the most part,
did.
Well, and for the most part, the stuff I did that was bad, I apparently sucked at getting away with because I was caught immediately. So there was only a couple instances, really. So for me, I don't really have a lot of skeletons in the closet, if you will, to really throw out there. But even if I did, like, let's think about this for a second.
Okay.
Like, what's the payoff here?
I don't know. I just feel like clean slate. We're in a different phase in our relationship.
Are these things really hanging over your head? Are you feeling guilt?
I mean, no. But they're funny. Like, I want to laugh with my friends about it.
Okay, so it's all for the joke, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's think about this. Let's do a little pros, cons.
Okay.
Weigh this out. And if you want to jump in, by the way, are you down with telling your parents all the crap you pulled that you think you got away with when you were younger? Club PXY Safe text line at 69822. Especially if you did, would love to know the reaction that you got. Or give us a call at 222-9800. So let's look at the pro. The pro.
Okay.
You laugh. Okay, maybe it's like a bonding thing, right?
Right.
That's the best thing that can happen. Now, let's talk about the worst thing that can happen.
Okay.
You tell them something that you did when you were a kid, and you think, oh, they're going to think this is hilarious.
Right.
And in reality, they just get pissed at you. Because really, when it comes down to it, someone's going to end up looking stupid, right? Either you actually got away with it, and your parents didn't know that's what you did, and they feel stupid because, like, oh, I'm a terrible parent. How did I let you get away with that? Or you think you got away with it. You reveal it. You think it's going to be hilarious. And then they reveal to you, no, we definitely knew you did that. And then you feel stupid because you thought you got away with it.
So it's a lose-lose situation.
Is
that what you're saying?
It is a lose-lose situation. And it's, if we're just thinking about this logistically, if we're thinking about this pros and cons, it's not worth the risk.
Okay, but okay, Corey, listen. I think that we're older now. It's in the past. Let's keep the past in the past.
Is it?
No one's going to get upset.
I'm willing to bet there are plenty of people listening right now that they told their parents a story from the past and they thought that their parents might find it hilarious. And in the end, they felt terrible.
Sure, there's a number for my mother's anxiety, but it's funny. We can look back and laugh.
Club PXY Safe text line 69822. Some people jumping in again 222-9800 if you want to share your story. This person did. They didn't reveal exactly what they did, but they said my dad laughed and said he knew, but my mom was horrified and cried that she was a bad mom.
Wait, this is like such the scenario I would be.
That's
in.
Exactly the stuff I'm talking about. Seeing a lot of this on the text line, by the way. Let's see. This person said, my sister broke her arm when she was 3 years old. I convinced her to jump on her bed and do a cartwheel off of it. When she fell, I told my parents she was jumping on the bed, and I tried to get her to stop. 15 years later, I felt safe enough to admit that it was my fault that she broke her arm.
It's kind of a little dark, but I'm talking about, you know, just like subtle things in high school, maybe sneaking out of the house. You know,
again,
I ended up fine. Everything's fine.
Let's define fine exactly.
Come on. I mean, I think it's a bonding experience. I think it gets you to the next level with your parents. I think everyone can be so...
Why are you living in the past? Why can't you just make new memories and move forward?
Well, I mean, I got a lot of skeletons in my closet. You know? What? What are you laughing at?
The savagery in the text line.
What?
This person said my husband told all my secrets to my parents.
See, that I'm not down with. That's my friends do that stuff to me all the time. They tell my parents things I never wanted my parents to know.
Do you know why they do that?
Why?
Because they think it's going to be funny.
It's not funny. I get in trouble.
Oh, weird. So it's not worth the laugh?
No, not when I'm going to get in trouble for it.
Weird how that happens, where that's not worth the laugh, but you telling your parents is worth the laugh.
If I'm going to come clean about something, I want to be on my own time, my own slate.
222-9800. Christina from Rochester. All right. Have you opened up to your parents about some of the stuff you pulled when you were younger?
Oh, yeah.
And how is their reaction normally to that kind of thing? And maybe give us an example.
Okay. So I agree with Corey, yes, because my parents and my cousin's parents were pretty pissed. Like, we were adults at the time, and I was about 16. I had my license. My cousin was 15, and she had her permit, and I was teaching her how to drive, mm-hmm. even though I knew that I shouldn't have, and she rolled my car.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah, and I had to take the blame for that, and obviously we didn't want to get in trouble, but when we were adults, we told our parents, and they were so pissed.
It wasn't hilarious? It wasn't the funniest thing ever?
Well, Christina, you rolled your car, sweetie. I mean, it's a little different than, like, you know, sneaking a little Jack Fire.
Just sharing bonding moments. I'm sure the relationship grew so much from that.
Wait, Christina, how many years?
Like, they were like, okay, like, you guys are the worst drivers ever, like, for the rest of our lives.
How many years after, though? You said you were 16 and 15.
Oh, she didn't wait long enough.
I'm 40 now, so. Oh, how many years? We told them about yesterday. 10 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, now Bree's going to be like, you're going to wait 15. It would have been funny
if
they were
like,
15.
Are you serious? My aunt was like, I knew it all along.
Time plus tragedy equals hilarity, right, Bree?
Corey. Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, that's a little severe. Anything else you got for us? Anything
else?
I think she said enough. Thank you very much for calling in.
Thanks.
Bye.
Can we just...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.